All right, Tabosa, good morning. Let's begin. So just first of all, welcome. This is our first year in this new Zman. So just to get an idea as to what we're going to try to accomplish over here over the next couple of weeks is we're going to try to take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. We're going to try to examine, we're going to focus on actually this time around this Hilchos Tefillah. Specifically, again, Hilchos Tefillah will see the laws of prayer will comprise a number of different things. But what we're really going to do is we're going to just take a text-based approach to understanding the formulation of halacha. So in each shir, what we're pretty much going to do is we're going to go ahead and first look at the Torah. And then the Beis Yosef, we'll be going through some of the earlier halachic sources, and we'll get into a little bit who everybody is. We'll go to the Torah, the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishneh Berurah, and then some of the more contemporary applications as well. So hopefully, again, I think a lot of the things that we learn, that perhaps you will already know kind of the bottom line, you will have known the result, but sometimes understanding the process and understanding all the details that go into it create a much greater appreciation for halacha. So let's begin on number one, page one. So page one is a Xerox copy from the Tur. So the Tur is one of the early halachic codifiers, writes the following. If you look by the underlined aleph with the asterisk there, right in the middle of the page, it says, Zman tfilas ha-shachar, the time for shachris, maschil misha'ol amud ha-shachar, begins at alos ha-shachar. Now, alos, interestingly enough, we're going to get into this as well. Alos ha-shachar we translate as dawn. So, just so you understand from our halachic timings, so dawn, we'll see there's a big machlokes as to when dawn occurs. For the simple reason that we'll see, if you ever go outside at the halachic zman of dawn, pretty much dawn and nighttime don't look all that different. You're talking about astronomical realities, which often are not necessarily observable to the human eye. So for our purposes now, we're going to assume that dawn, the one zman, the one time that is objectively observable is when? His mates, right? The sunrise. So pretty much what happens in halacha is everything kind of operates based on sunrise. So for example, dawn, we're going to say halacha lemaaseh is going to occur 72 minutes prior to Netzach Hamah, prior to sunrise. With one exception, there's a position of the Rambam that we'll see. The Rambam holds that alos, that dawn, actually occurs 90 minutes before sunrise. The reason why that's going to be important is because we're going to see that there are times, now it's not as difficult, but let's say during the winter months where sunrise occurs much later. Sometimes people run into all kinds of difficulties when it comes to davening because of work schedules. So although we don't normally rely on that Rambam, sometimes it's good to keep that Rambam in your back pocket when you need those extra 18 minutes, right, to be able to daven. I'm sorry?
What you're referring to is dawn, that's alos.
That is correct. That is correct. Oh, so we're going to get, for our purposes, the answer to that is going to be yes, even though that point is subject to machlokis as well. We're not going to get into that. For our purposes right now, the dawn that we're referring to is, according to most, 72 minutes before sunrise. According to the Rambam, 90 minutes. So the first thing that the Torah teaches us is that the time for shachris. Now, when he speaks about shachris, what is he referring to? Shmona Esrei. Because remember, the truth is, everything else, Shema also, Shema and Shmona Esrei. So Shema we'll see is governed a little bit different halachos. But right now, Shmona Esrei. The reason I say that is because, let's say for brachos, when can you say brachos? Right? Truth is, you can say brachos when you wake up. Brachos is not dependent on daybreak. Brachos is dependent on the beginning of my day. So if my day starts at 4, I switch careers, I become a baker. And now again, and so I decide, I wake up now every morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. So that's the beginning of my day. So when I wake up, what do? I wash the tefillas yadayim. I go and I say my birchos hashachar. Interestingly, you know, what's fascinating about that is although there are certain things, like for example, the bracha v'asher nasa l'asech devina l'avchid ben yom uvein layla, which according to some refers to the rooster, although that's not really, we really passing that sechvi actually means intellect and not rooster. But again, so the idea is many other parts of tefillah are fundamentally based on the beginning of my day. And my day doesn't have to have a correlation between my day and daytime. Shmona Esrei, however, is linked to day. It's linked to day. So therefore, the Torah says, the Zman for Tefillas HaShachar begins, Misha'al Amod HaShachar, Veheyer Pnei Mizrach, Shahari Hi Keneget Tamid HaShachar. Now, where do we get this from? Where do we get this from? So remember, there's a fundamental machlokes in the Maseches Brachos as to why do we daven. Right, so two opinions. What are the two opinions? Either Tfilos Keneget Avos Tiknu, or tefillos kineged tamid in tignum. Either that tefillah ultimately was instituted because the forefathers, the patriarchs, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov davened, or second possibility is what? Karbanos. Now, in the end, we actually adopt a hybrid position, and we accept both. What we say is that conceptually, prayer comes from the patriarchs, but lemaisa, the framework of prayer, we adopt the framework of karbanos to give us the structure for tefillah. So now, the Torah says, how do I know that I can begin to daven Shmona Esrei, which is the essence of tefillah? How do I know that I can begin daven Shmona Esrei from Alos, from dawn? Very simple. Because remember, Shmona Esrei of Shachmas corresponds to what? Tamid Shal Shachar, the morning offering. What was the first time you could give the morning offering? Dawn. So therefore, if you could give the morning offering, the communal offering, the Tamid Shal Shachar at dawn, therefore the time for Shmona Esrei begins at dawn as well. Umikom Makom, but the truth is, although you can begin to daven from dawn, really, when should one daven Shmona Esrei? With actual sunrise. We'll see why that is. She'ela she'im, turn the page. Ela she'im, page 2 by the asterisk there in the middle. Ela she'im, bispala misha'ala muda shachar yatsa. So rather, what it means is, you're really supposed to daven as of sunrise. That's the chatchila time. But b'di'eva, you could already begin to daven as of alos, as of dawn. In the morning, the nimshach adsof arba shos, and you could go ahead, and the time goes on really until four hours. Bim over v'hispala acha arba shos, but and again, if you daven after 4 hours, remember, what are we talking about when we say 4 hours? Right, we're talking about what we call shos zmanios. We're talking about over here halachic times. Now, I want to show you something very interesting just about this. I'm going to skip a little bit. If you go, turn to page 11. I got a little ambitious with this source packet. I think I know our shoe only goes until 11:45, but I figure, I'm just kidding. I got a little carried away. So look at page 11. So if you see over here, you see in the footnote, this is from a very important sefer called Ishe Yisrael. Ishe Yisrael is a very good, it's kind of like what Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa is for the laws of Shabbos. Ishe Yisrael is for tefillah. It's an excellent, excellent just sefer on the laws of tefillah. See, right over here, Ayin Mishnah Brurah Min Lachas B'Shar Atzion Machlokes Achronim. I will say, there's a fundamental dispute as to how we measure the day. So let me show you something, for example. I just want to pull up my luach over here. So for example, so now let's say you always notice that when you ever look on a calendar, let's say for Zman Kriyat Shema, and for that matter for Zman Tefillah as well, you have two different times. So for example, today, according last time for Shema, according to the Magen Avraham, was 9:07. I think I don't have the Gron here. I have a very strict luach. I don't know. So the gra's later. So latest two of Magen Avraham is 10:27. So you always see these different zmanim for Shema and Tefillah. And by the way, it's not just Shema and Tefillah. Even for, this is also Pesach, Erev Pesach Chometz, right? So the Magen Avraham has one time and the gra has another time. So, I'm sorry? Chatzos also, correct. It's any time. Where does this come from? So look at footnote 11. He says, Dile Magen Avraham v'siyato, Mechashem es hayom me'alos ha'shachar ad tseis ha'kochavim ulegra v'siyato ho me'anetzachama ad ha'shkia. There is a fundamental dispute, and here's what everybody agrees. How do you calculate halachic hours? You take the amount of time between two periods and you divide it into 12. The shayla is, what are the two periods? According to the Magen Avraham, you measure the day from dawn until nightfall. According to the Gra, you measure day from sunrise to, as they say, sunset. Right? Sunrise to sunset. Now, I will say you understand that is going to yield two different measurements of hours. So I'm sensitizing you to this because this is going to keep coming up in our discussions. So now going back to page 2, so when the Torah goes ahead and says that you can go ahead and, so remember, we could begin to recite Shmona Esrei from Alos, from dawn. L'chatchila should be recited at night, at sunrise, and you have until the end of the fourth hour. Now again, assuming where does the end of the fourth hour come from? Just, what would you guess? I'm sorry? That's by Shema, by the 3 hours. Where does the 4 hours of tefillah come from? Simple.
That's when
Karban. Right? Remember, anything that's going to come up with, leaving aside Shema for just a moment, but leaving, when it comes to Shemona Esrei, these manim are ultimately going to be tied into Karbanos. So they would try to offer up the Tamid Shel Shachar, the morning communal offering, by the fourth hour. Therefore, when is the fourth hour? Machlok is Magen Avraham and Mikra. So the idea is you could daven until the fourth hour, says the Torah. However, v'im avar v'hispalel achar arba shos. Actually, the way he has in the presence, lo hispalel achar arba shos. What happens if I missed it? I didn't daven within the first 4 hours of the day. Then the halacha is until chatzos. I could daven until chatzos. Af api she'in lo schar tefila bizmano schar tefila miha yeshlo. So I see something fascinating over here. So now what comes out is like this. We have essentially four different concepts. Number one, when can you begin to daven Shmona Esrei? Shachris? Alos HaShachar. When should you daven it by? Fourth hour. Lechatkila, when should you daven it? Nate, if you miss the fourth hour, when can you daven it until? Right, until Chatzos. Until Chatzos.
But if you get Schar Tefila, you know it's not Schar Tefila Bizmano. Why does it have to be limited to Chatzos? So you daven it too?
Oh, so good question. So remember, so what Batil is mentioning over here is what the Torah just told us is technically you could daven until midday, but there's this distinction. If you daven within the first 4 hours, you get the reward for not just prayer, but prayer in its right time. After 4 hours, you get the reward for praying, but not prayer in its right time. So Ben-Sion's saying, why not just go up? What you're actually asking is a question the Gemara Maseches Brachos asks. The Gemara says, Ulevai sheyispalel ha'adam kolo yom kulo. Halevai, a person should daven the whole day. Why cap it at chatzos? The answer is, remember, because tefillah is still tethered to the karban. And the tamid shel shachar could not be offered after chatzos. Once you got to midday, if you did not offer that morning sacrifice, you're done. There's nothing more to discuss. So let's go back now to page one for just a moment. So look at the Beis Yosef. So now we just saw the tour. The Beis Yosef is on the right side column. So remember, the Beis Yosef is Rav Yosef Karo. And Rav Yosef Karo ultimately is most famous for the Shulchan Aruch. But before he wrote the Shulchan Aruch, he wrote a commentary on the tour. So the beauty of the Beis Yosef is the tour will give you information. But one thing the Torah does not do is the Torah doesn't tell you where the information is from. The Beis Yosef essentially created like the footnotes on the Torah and told you where did the Torah get is where did the Torah get to, what Gemara is this from, which opinions is he quoting. So look at number. So look at page number one, right hand column, Beis Yosef. Zman tefilas haShachar maskil mishaAllah amud haShachar. Reish perek dal de brachas. So the Torah is quoting from the fourth parak of brachas. Tnan tefilas haShachar ad chatzos. Rabbi Yehuda omer ad dal shos. Umasik b'gimar dehilchas k'Rabbi Yehuda, hoil utnan b'bechir tekavosei. Shabbo say, this is a fundamental machlokes in the Mishnah Brachos. The Tanakam and the Chacham say you could daven until midday. Shachris goes until midday. The Rabbi Yehuda holds until 4 hours. Now, what are they really arguing about? What are they arguing about? Right. See, here's what they're arguing about. Everybody agrees. The truth is, it's interesting. Nobody's really arguing about the carbon. Everybody agrees that the carbon should be brought within 4 hours. And they also agree that the carbon can be brought until when? Until midday. So the Tanakhama says, listen, so just give tefillah that entire time frame. And say the chatchila, you could daven until chatzos. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Since when it comes to the carbon, we want you to give the carbon within the first 4 hours. That's the chatchila. So therefore what? Also when it comes to tefillah, you should also try to daven in the first 4 hours. He says, and now the halach is we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. The ad sof dalid shows the kumar vigarsina bigimara or minu mitzvasiklama kriyashama menetzachamo. Kadesh yismoch geula letfila v'nimtza mispala bayom kilomar umashmale de'ein zmana ela imanetzachama dafka. The Beis Yosef then goes on to say we have conflicting ideas. Because on one hand, you have Rabbi Yehuda telling me that I could daven for the first 4 hours. You have the Chacham telling me I could daven until Chatzos. Then the Gemara goes on and says, oh, you know, but we know what you should really do. Kriya Shema is supposed to be recited right before sunrise. And Shmona Esrei, we know, is supposed to be juxtaposed directly to Shema. So when are you davening Shmona Esrei? Im HaNeitzachama, with sunrise. So the Beis Yosef saying, so which one is it? What exactly am I supposed to be doing over here? You tell me I can start davening from dawn, I can go until 4 hours, but even I can go until midday chatzos. Then I tell me I should do it with Shema. So which one is it? So look what the Beis Yosef says. Umishani, I'm in the Beis Yosef about three lines from before it gets wide. Umishani ki tanya hahi levasikin. What is this talking about? Vasikin. What's Vasikin? Rabbi Osai? Upirish Rashi Levasikin Hamakdimen Lemitzvos Umechazim Lasos Dabar Bismano. Umitzvaso Makdimen Laachar Nitzachamo Umlehispalo. So we'll say this is very interesting. So now what Rashi points out of here is Vasikin. Now Vasikin literally means what? Right? Vasik really means old. Old. Now, right? So now it's interesting over here is what we're saying is that the Vasikin are the people ultimately who have this resource. So the Vasikin take the first real opportunity to go ahead and daven. And what's the first real opportunity to daven? The first lechatchila opportunity to daven is at sunrise. So really what the hierarchy is like this, is when should I daven? When lechatchila should I daven Shmona Esrei? Lechatchila? Sunrise. But if you're not davening at sunrise, don't delay it too long. How long can I delay it? Or Rabbi Huda says until 4 hours. Chacham say until midday. We essentially adopt a hybrid position. Lechatchila, we accept the position of Rabbi Huda that you should only daven until 4 hours. But b'di'eved, if you missed it in the first 4 hours, then what can you do? What can you do? You can daven until midday, albeit if you're going past 4 hours, it's a compromised tefillah. The chitam masnisin lema'achrim shol ya'achr yoser shemisham ve'elach avrazman. Avrazman. Now over here, quote something very interesting. Where do we get this idea? Where do we get this idea that Shmona Esrei lechatchila should be recited at Netzachama? So he quotes the pasuk from Tehillim. If you skip down a couple of lines, David HaMelech writes, Yira'ucha im shemesh. Yira'ucha im shemesh. Hashem, we will see you with the sun. So Chazal understood based on that. Remember, Shmona Esrei in its essence is not just prayer. Shmona Esrei is a dialogue. Shmona Esrei is a meeting with the Ribono Shel Olam. I get to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When should this dialogue, when should this meeting take place? Im Shemesh, with the sun, i.e. sunrise. So I will say, so interestingly enough, remember, you're dealing with rabbinic concepts. What's the thing with rabbinic concepts have the ability to piece together a whole bunch of things, including a pasuk from Tehillim. So the rabbis are saying, you could daven already. So again, now we have our timeline. You can begin to daven as of alos, as of dawn. That works b'di'eved. Everything is tied into karbon. But l'chatchila, you should do it at netz. At sunrise, Yira'ucha im shemesh, right? I want to see God with the sunrise. But if you don't do it at nates, don't push it off too long. When do you have to do it by? By the fourth hour. But if I miss the fourth hour, then what? I could technically daven until midday. But just again, once you go out of the fourth hour, what have you lost? You get, so to speak, the points for prayer, but you don't have the points for prayer in the right time. Now, Rabbos, I take a look at page 4. Let's take a look now at the halakha. So we'll say now, remember, just to give you stylistically, the Shulchan Aruch is a code of law. Because it's a code of law, so it gives you the bottom line, but often does not give you the background. So what we just learned now in the Torah and in the Beis Yosef is all of the background. So now when you're going to see a line of Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch is just going to say the bottom line, you're going to understand A, how he got to that, and B, why he says what he says. Otherwise, this is, to be honest, the reason why people often struggle with halacha is because, I'm not talking about observance of halacha, I'm talking about appreciation of halacha, is because halacha is often, if you just learn halacha, let's be honest, it's very dry. It's very dry. Do this, don't do that. Because it only becomes exciting and dynamic when you understand the process. So now I'm going to tell you, this is going to be exciting. I'm telling you, this is exciting and dynamic. So take a look, page 4. My pleasure. All right, so now take a look, page 4. This is Simon Peites. Says the Shulchan Aruch, top. Remember, the Shulchan Aruch is the large print bolded on top. Zman Tfilas HaShachar, the time for Shachris. And again, we're talking about over here, this is Tfilah, this is Shmona Esrei. The time for Shmona Esrei, Mitzvasa Sheyaschil Im HaNeitz HaChama. You see something very interesting. So the mitzvah is, when should you daven? L'chatchila, when should you daven? Netzachama, right? Sunrise. They will say, what did you notice interestingly different between the way that the Torah begins and the way the Shulchan Aruch begins? Right? The Torah begins by saying, when can you begin to daven? Alos HaShachar. Alos HaShachar. Now remember, because the Torah, there's a lot of halachic processes. By the time we're getting to the Shulchan Aruch has already gone through multiple levels of halacha. So the Shulchan Aruch begins not by talking about alos. The Shulchan Aruch begins by the chatchila, the way you should daven. How should you daven? You should daven Neitzach Hama. A person should daven. A person should daven with sunrise each and every day. As the pasuk says, Yiraucha im shemesh. As the pasuk in Tehillim says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to see you with the sunrise. Take a look now. We're gonna do this line by line. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, if you see again, I underlined it. It's Mishnah Berurah Sif Aleph im Hanet. Mishnah Berurah says, He has Sha'a. So just say something very interesting over here. So it is the time when the sun becomes visible on the top of the mountains. And I will say, understand, now let me show you. Take a look. You see on the bottom, all the way on the bottom of the page, there is that paragraph that begins, B'Yitzchak Yikra. So this is Rav Avigdor Nevenzal. Rav Avigdor Nevenzal is one of the Choshev Rabbanim in the Old City of Yerushalayim, and he was a Chavrusa and the Talmud of Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. So Rav Nevenzal, they printed a new edition of the Mishnah Berurah with Rav Nevenzal's notes contained on the bottom. So Rav Nevenzal here says something very interesting that I never heard of before. See, he says over here, Bereshei Harim, Kilomar, Sheroim Es HaShemesh Lefi Rashi Harim Shel Ma'arav. You're able to see the sun rising over the tops of the mountains in the west. Chishuv Hanetz, Hulo Lefi Hanetz HaAstronimi, Ela Lefi Hanetz HaNira. It's a very interesting discussion. Is sunrise based on when I see the sunrise, or is sunrise based on an astronomical calculation? The Yesh Bazeh Machlokes. Rav Nevenzal says it's a fundamental dispute. Ha'im lis chashev begova haharim, or lechashev lefi ofek yasher below lis chashevam. So we'll say, here's Machlokes. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? When is sunrise? Sunrise is when you see the sun rising over the mountains. Now, that's later than what? Than when you would see the sun rising over the horizon. Right? Because remember, again, the sun has to be at a higher elevation to see it over the mountains than you would see it in a flat surface. So the Mishnah Berurah will be... I'm sorry?
With respect to the other way around, the sun is low below the horizon when you see the light at the top of the mountains. And as it rises, the light of the sun goes down to cover all the earth.
You sure about that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now you see the first light over the ocean, and it takes another 30, 40 minutes until it hits the mountains.
Not so, but we're not
there. Right, I assumed like that. That's the first
sunset. I've seen in the mountains in Norway and things like that. Then the sun sets, and then the light goes to the top of the very mountain. The last thing you see is actually even the clouds. That's why they seem so golden.
That's the sunset, and the sun rises.
The sun rises the opposite. So it's the tops which come first, and then this light, the sun goes down.
Really? Because I thought, like, something else, like if you ever see a sunrise over the ocean, okay.
The ocean has no mountains.
Right, that's why you see the light first.
Field trip.
It's our first year and we already have a field trip. All right. We'll make it our retreat. So, okay, however it is, right?
I agree with that one.
Yeah, it just logically, that's the way it's. Okay, I'm going to Google it. I'm gonna appeal to Google. I'm going to go to a higher authority. I'm going to Google it and we're going to see. Right, so it's interesting. Either way, the point is, it's a fascinating machlokes. As to how do you gauge sunrise? Is sunrise again based on an astrological or astronomical reality, independent of what I see or what I don't see? Or no, do we gauge sunrise based on when we actually begin to see the sun? Which obviously, however, we're going to pass in this machlokes achronim over here, right? The point is that depending on where you live, you may actually see the sun at different times. So he's just pointing out, Rav Nevenzal just pointing out over here that lemaisa, it's a machlokes. It's machlokes. So interestingly enough, he quotes over here Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, who said, Shazricha vashkia nechshav lefi masheroim bepoal ba'osamakum shum nimtzabo. See, he actually says, Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach said, that everything goes on based on observation, based on where you are and what you see. V'lachin mi shenimtza bekome el yona, dino shona mimi shenimtza bekome tachtona shal osa binyan. It's actually very interesting. See, he actually says, that it could literally even vary depending on your personal circumstances. If you live on a higher level of the building or a lower level of the building, depending on what you're going to see. So as I want to just point out to you, Lemaisa, we don't accept this general approach. The conventional understanding is we go by Zmanim. We go by Zmanim. Zmanim certainly vary place to place, but we don't really hinge it on a function of our ability to see it. So whether it's because I live in a higher floor or a lower floor, or the because, Pikesville and Towson have to, we go by objective Zmanim. But I think it's interesting to point out that it is such a machlokis. And what's even more interesting is the Mishnah Berurah himself is commenting on this, albeit in a nuanced fashion. Because why does the Mishnah Berurah have to say at the time when the sun rises over the mountains? Rav Neventa understands that the inclusion of that phrase is coming to teach you that sunrise is based on your ability to observe the actual rising of the sun. Chaim, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, the practicality of that is that it's a cloudy day, you can't even rely on that at all.
So, right. So everybody would have to agree that at some point you're going to have to rely on Zmanim, which seems to me is just the most, it seems to me it's the safest way to go as well, to create a structure and a framework.
Because anytime you're diving, you would have to dive and looking out the window.
You'd have to be able to know, correct. Which you're kind of saying, and therefore, by definition, it's not always going to work. It's not always going to work. Therefore, you're always going to have, which is why I'm saying it's interesting. I wanted to point out because I think it's fascinating. I wasn't aware such a machlokas actually existed. I just have to thank you, all of you, for this year, because Baruch Hashem, I learned this. But that's not an astronomical time. That's an observation time. But my point is that's not an astronomical event. The sun has risen. The astronomical event is sunrise. That's an astronomical reality. When it's going to come over the mountains, that's an observation reality. Okay, and I'm sure you could calculate the precise moment that it's going to be visible. But the point is, that's not when we think about sunrise. Sunrise is an astronomical reality when the sun breaches the horizon. When it becomes visible to me based on where I live, we're not calling it astronomical, we're calling it observation. So go back up top to the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, the ro'i v'nachom nizar bezal chatrila, ah v'me aslichos. וכן בחורף שמשכימנו בו לבייס הכנסת בבוקר השכם, ימתינו מלהספלה עד הנץ. So what the Mishnah Berurah is pointing out is the times of year when we daven early. Right? So let's say Slichos time or winter time where sunrise is not till much later. The Mishnah Berurah is still, if possible, a person should always try to daven at sunrise. He goes on, Ayin Sham. Ach, kishamashkim latzeis laderach. This is a very important halacha. If a person has to go travel early, a person has to go to work or travel, very interesting. So one thing Mishnah Berurah says is, remember, we get into a little bit of an interesting discussion, because on one hand, Bidi Eved, remember, you could already damage Shmona Esrei as of what time? As of Alos HaShachar, as of already dawn. The interesting part, however, is, remember, Shmona Esrei doesn't exist in a vacuum. Shmona Esrei exists with Shema. Shmona Esrei exists with Talis and Tefillin. Now, remember the time, we're not going to do these halachos this time, but we did it in an earlier shir. Talis and Tefillin, the earliest time, is the time that we call Mishiyakir. Mishiyakir means when there's enough light to be able to recognize someone who's not your best friend at a distance of 6 feet. So what time is that approximately? We say that's approximately 50 minutes before sunrise. 50 minutes. Now, remember, if you're plotting this on your tefillah graph, so I could already daven Shemona Esrei, how long? 22 minutes earlier than that. So now, what am I doing about talis and tefillin about that? So first of all, you should just know, it's important to know, bidi eved, you could already begin to put on talis and tefillin also from Alos, if you're stuck, right? If a person's in a difficult situation, already from dawn, you could begin to put on talis and tefillin.
With
bidi eved, even with a bracha. But the end with the bracha. Again, many posts say you shouldn't do a bracha until Mishiyakir. So the point the Mishnah Berurah is making is just be aware that even if you're davening Shmona Esrei earlier, just be aware that there are other complicating factors as well. I'm telling you that Lemaisa, when push comes to shove, a person could do everything from Alos. Do everything from Alos. Okay, so he writes over the following idea. He says, but one other exception, the Bechaga Shavuos, Shine Urid called him Kola Laila, Mutter Liz Pala called him Anates, the Cheshielchu Lebesam Bashkama, Torahulis Kabates Shanis. So, one other time of year where you don't have to wait until sunrise is Shavuos morning. Because remember, when do we begin to dive in Shavuos morning? right after Alos, right after dawn, is when we begin to daven. So the Mishnah Berurah says, because if you make people wait until sunrise, you say, okay, everybody take up, go back, sleep for 45 minutes, come back, we'll daven together. Says the Mishnah Berurah, clinical tests have shown people are not coming back. So therefore, again, one of those other times we have a dispensation to daven earlier. He says, Mikol Mokom Yishlizer Shal Likros Kriyashma Kol Kach Bashkama Dahinu Kodim Shiras Chaver Beruchok Talam Sakirenu. Dize Asul Lechatchila Kidlas. So one of the interesting things that comes up is that Lemaisa, also Shema. Now Shema, as Stephen alluded to, has another complicating issue, which is that the morning Shema is supposed to be recited b'shachbecha uvekumecha, when you go to sleep and when you get up. So also Shema, it's not just enough for Shema that it's technically speaking not night, it has to be a time when people are arising, I should say. So therefore, again, right, when it's at least some people are getting up. So the idea is that so all the Mishnah Berurah is pointing out over here is when we say that Bidi Evet Shemona Esrei can be done from Alos, there are other complications included. That I'm going to tell you that Lemaisa, we let you do everything Bidi Evet from Alos. We let you go out and do Shemona Esrei, Talis and Tefillin, and even Kriyas Shema if push comes to shove. Okay, back up top, let's do one more line. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch, remember, it begins by reversing the order. So the Shulchan Aruch begins by telling you the Chatchila, davening should take place at Netzach Hamah. However, back up top, v'imispalo mishalamu d'ashachar, but if a person davened from Alos HaShachar, a person davened from dawn, v'heir p'nei ha-mizrach, and what is dawn? Dawn is when there's some light already on the east. Yotza, you can go ahead and you're Yotze. So right, b'di'evet, if you davened from Alos, you're Yotze. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Beis, Amud HaShachar, umasha maschil HaShachar lahavrik b'mitzaso ma'at ma'at. Umashma midivra mechaber, dekodim heyer af b'di'evet lo yotza. So interestingly enough, so there has to be, Amud HaShachar is where there's some degree of light. Now the truth is, we know what we call Amud HaShachar today. The truth is, there's not really much, all that much observable light, but there's light somewhere. So now, davening before Amud HaShachar, everybody is going to agree, is not going to be good. Why? Because before Amud HaShachar, that's nighttime. Before Amud HaShachar already, that's night. And at night, you obviously can't discharge your obligation for tefillah while it's actually still nighttime. Okay, now, fine. Now, the truth is, I don't want to get into this now, but I'll just say to you, just for the sake of disclosure, there is a machlokes as to what the zmanim of Amud HaShachar and Alos HaShachar are. Alos HaShachar is an earlier time. Amud HaShachar is already where there's some degree of light. We're not going to get into this now because for our purposes, we're going to go with Alos HaShachar. Because if you look at the Ber Halacha writes, if you see in the left-hand paragraph there, Ber Halacha, the underlying line, V'das Hamagin Avram V'apri Chadash, D'Misha'ala Amud HaShachar Yotza B'di'eved Yomu. So we operate that dawn is this period of time that is 72 minutes before sunrise, that in reality, there's pretty much no observable light by the naked eye. Astronomically, we know it's the beginning of the light. The light is beginning to come, but there's no observable light. But b'di'evet, that's the time we use for the earliest time for Shemona Esrei. Back up top to the Shulchan Aruch. Let's just do a little bit more. So he says, v'nimsha, I'm sorry, okay. All right, so I'm going to do this outside, but in Mishnah Berurah Dalid, so the Mishnah Berurah just points out, and we saw this before, that the reason why b'di'evet you could daven from Alos is why? Because since tefillah corresponds to karban, and since the karban of the shachar, right, the tamashal shachar could be offered already as of dawn b'di'evet, therefore tefillah works as of dawn b'di'evet as well. Fine, go back up top. B'nimshach zmana atzof Dalid shows, and you could daven until the end of the fourth hour. Again, remember, Machlokes, Magin Avram, and the Gra, as to how you're going to calculate that fourth hour, is do we calculate the hours from between dawn and nightfall, or from between sunrise and sunset? But leaving that aside, you could daven until the end of the fourth hour. But if you made a mistake, and you went past that time, and you davened after 4 hours, but before midday. Even though you don't have, bless you, the reward of davening in the appropriate time, nevertheless, there is a reward for davening. Says the Rama, Va'achar chatzos osro lehispalal tefilas shachris. Now remember again, just a note about the Shulchan Aruch. Remember the Shulchan Aruch is written by Rav Yosef Karo. Rav Yosef Karo is a Sfardic posek. So remember the Ashkenazim were kind of left in the cult. So what did the Ramah do? The Ramah, Rav Moshe Israelis, 1600s in Krakow, Poland, comes along and essentially adds Ashkenazic footnotes to this Sephardic halachic work. Now the truth is, more often than not, the halachic practices are the same. But wherever the Rama wants to add in something, he adds. So over here, he says that the Rama just says, I just want to tell you. When we see the Rama says, what I'm a little concerned about is the following: you may think that the same way we said that you should daven by the fourth hour, but if you don't daven until after the fourth hour, you could daven until midday. You might have thought that the same thing applies by midday. Daven before midday. But if you know daven before midday, then what? Daven later. The Rama says, Once you get to midday, midday is the end point for shacharis. After midday, after chatzos, you may not daven shacharis anymore. So let's do a few more Mishnah Berurahs, then we'll stop for today. So go back to the previous page for just a moment. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, if you look at Mishnah Berurah Vav, O Avar. So remember, what did the Shulchan Aruch say? If you made a mistake, now that's what it is. If you made a mistake and did not daven before 4 hours, you can go ahead and daven until chatzos. Now the obvious question is what? What happens if I did it on purpose? Right? It's Sunday. I'm sleeping late. So I set my alarm for 11 o'clock. I davka. It was amazing. I set my alarm for 11 o'clock. So what happens then? Can I daven until chatzos then? So the Mishnah Berurah wrote to Lomar, shebemezit shah es atfila ad she'avar zmana, ve'achar kach hispalel. Turn the page. Af al pikein yatzi yidei chovas tfila, af shahaisa shelo bizmana. So the Mishnah Berurah says, technically speaking, it works. Meaning, remember, after 4 hours, you'll get the reward for prayer. You won't get the reward for timely prayer or for prayer in the right time. So lechatchila, you can do. I mean, not lechatchila, you can do it. It works. It's called tefila, but not tefila bezmana. You want to say lechatchila im lo aspala mikoden sarach leispala achar dalet shos ad chatzos. So the Mishnah Berurah says again, say even if a person lechatchila did not daven within the first 4 hours, they could daven from between 4 hours until chatzos. But look what he says: v'tov sheyispalel as betoras nedava, ki yesh poskim shesovrim debehizid ad dalet shos shuv lamati lespalel klal, al ken yispalel v'yisne shemitzad adinu pater betoras nedava. Listen to this: the Mishnah Berurah says not so poshut. There's a machlokas. There's a dispute. If you intentionally did not daven for the first 4 hours and purposely delayed your tefillah until after 4 hours, there's a machlokas as to whether or not you really allowed to daven between 4 hours and midday. So the Mishnah Berurah says, I'm going to tell you what we do. What we do is we tell you to daven with a condition. What's the condition? We'll see. We'll get into this later on. There's something called a tefillas nedava. A tefillas nedava is a voluntary prayer. The same way that you could offer a carbon nedava, right? You can go ahead. I want to bring a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. So I didn't, Baruch Hashem, I didn't sin. I didn't give birth. I didn't do anything. I can bring a carbon. So that's called the carbon nedava. You could do something that's called the tefilas nedava. A tefilas nedava means that I just want to pray for the sake of prayer. I want to pray for the sake of prayer. I'm not obligated. So you could offer up a tefilas nedava. Now, again, we're hesitant to do this because we'll see later on the Mishnah Berurah is going to say, we have enough problems getting the requisite kavanah for our obligatory prayers, let alone going ahead and start supplementing additional prayers. Nevertheless, what we do is, in cases of doubt, where we're not sure if we should be praying or not, what we do is, you could say the following. You daven, and you daven with a tanai, with a condition. If I'm obligated in prayer, then what? Then this prayer should count as my obligatory prayer. But if I'm not obligated in prayer, then what? Then this should count as a tefillas nedava, a voluntary prayer. So the Mishnah Berurah says, in a case where I intentionally did not daven for the first 4 hours, I set my alarm for 11, the Mishnah Berurah is just saying that there are some who say that you have lost the right to pray. But there are others who say that you have the right to still daven the shacharis. So the Mishnah Berurah says, what do we do in that case? You daven with a tanai. You daven with a condition. If the halacha follows those who say that I can still daven, then this is my shacharis. And if the halacha follows those who say that I should not daven, then what? Then this tefillah is a tefillas nedava. Let's just finish one more Mishnah Berurah. Ba'achar chatzos, the Rama says that after midday you can't daven shacharis. Mashma miloshna rab da'avilu tekev achar chatzos asr lezbal shacharis. Va'adle'el koi ben avar b'meizin o b'tab shog b'yish makilin b'chatzi sha'a sha'achar chatzos. U'ledina mashma yiprim agadim b'der ha'chaim she'in lozun zim sak harav b'chim mashma yiber agro de be'emes kvar agiyaz man mincha shamas chalas mitchilas sheva. Fine. He says the following. He says like this. Okay, so listen to this. What's unique about this is the following. We're saying that the end of Shachris ends at Chatzos. But yet, interestingly enough, we'll see, the Zman for Tefillah begins when? At 6.5 hours. So let's say on a perfect day where sunrise is 6 and sunset is 6. When is Chatzos? 12, right? When does the time for Mincha start? 12:30. Now, the interesting question is, what happens in that half hour? Right? So remember, that half hour to a certain degree is, on one hand, it's not morning, but it's also not really Mincha time yet, because Lamaisa Mincha only starts a half hour later. So the Mishnah Berurah just says, the fact that the Ramah goes along and says that Acher Chatzos Asher L'Spal Tefillah Shachris, why is he coming to tell us? Well, you might think that you could still get away with davening Shachris when? During that half hour before Mincha starts. Says the Ramah, it's Asher. You can't do it after Chatzos. And remember, his logic is, because after Chatzos, you would not be permitted to bring the Tamid Shal Shachar, even though what? You could not yet bring the Tamid Shal Bein Arbaim. So you would not be able to bring the morning communal sacrifice, even though it was not yet time for the afternoon communal sacrifice. The Ramah says, still it is usher to daven during that half hour. But look what the Mishnah Berurah ends off with. It's right before Sifches. Right? If you went ahead and you davened in that half hour after Chatzos, guess what? B'di'eved, ex post facto, you did it without asking, you did it, you're Yotze. Why? Because since technically speaking, the time for Mincha has not yet arrived, therefore, by definition, I could still utilize that extra hour for Shachris. So I'll say, if we bring this all together, we have something fascinating. So we have is, again, let's plot the Tefillah chart. Bidi Eved, when can you begin to daven Shmona Esrei? Alos HaShachar. When is Alos HaShachar? 72 and 90, according to the Rambam. L'chatchila, when should I daven? Neitzachama, based on what? Pasuk from Tehillim, Yira'ucha im Shemesh. I want to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately with the sun. L'chatchila, when does davening have to be concluded by? Within 4 hours, corresponding to Tamid Shal Shachar. But b'di'eved, if I didn't daven by 4, then when could I daven until? Chatzos. What if I l'chatchila did not daven within the first 4 hours and relied on davening between 4 hours and Chatzos? Machlokes haposkim. Can I use the remaining time or not? So therefore, conclusion is daven with a tenai, right? Again, lemaisa. If I'm chayiv, then it's my tefillah. If it's not, then it's a tefillah as nedava. What happens if it's past chatzos? Can I daven? Ramah says aser. Mishnah Berurah says b'di'eved. If you did it, it works. B'di'eved, it did it. If it works, right? So we'll say we'll stop over here. And Mir Hashem will continue with Sif Beis next week.
So, Rabbi, do you want to see the Florida for a field trip?
to see Amir Tashem. You can keep the handouts for next week if you want. Otherwise, I'll put them together again. We still have more we have to do.